Hello and welcome to How to Walk in Divine Health, a radio outreach of the Living Savior Ministries. We have a special program for you today. Our speaker, Thurman Scrivener, is the senior pastor at the Living Savior Ministries. We join today's message, God Made Us Only a Little Lower Than Himself, already in progress.
When I met Sharon was a basket case. I mean, you know, here she was, a late 40-something-year-old woman, maybe early 50s, whatever it was at that time, probably late 40s. Oh, it was 50, okay. But she was sick. She was afflicted. She couldn't even drive her own car. She come to a healing school, and she said, I've never heard the Word of God spoken like you speak it. But she said, what you say is exactly what's written. She went to a big church in North Dallas. She said, I have been prayed for over there over 100 times with no results. I said, well, Sharon, I said, God's promises are always yes and amen. So I said, you obviously have not repented of sin. I said, how long have you had this? She said, 20-something years. And I said, well, have you ever repented of the sin? You ever thought about the sin that might have brought this up? And she says, no. I said, well, you hadn't repented of that sin. And I said, so you got to repent of the sin. That's the first thing that blocks your healing. You got to get rid of the sin. I said, then what scripture did you use to base your faith on? Because God watches over His word to perform His word. She says, scripture? We never used a scripture. I said, and you see what you got? Nothing. So she said, okay, so let's use the scripture. So we did. And then I made this last statement. I said, now the word of God says, I have to pray for you in faith, nothing wavering. So I said, Sharon, now that you've repented, now that we've taken a scripture, I'm going to pray over you in faith, according to God's word. Now I hope God's going to heal you. That's not what I said, was it, young lady? I said, I guarantee that He's going to do what He said in His word, because that's what God wants us to do, brother, is to believe Him with no doubt in our heart. Is that right? That's exactly what God wants. He don't want us a bunch of wimps. He don't want us going around begging, oh, God, if it be your will. No, that's not what He wants us to find His will, do what He says. I said, I'm going to guarantee you that the Lord Jesus Christ is going to heal you, Sharon, when I pray for you. And, of course, with Sharon, it happened right then. You know, that's what we love, isn't it? When we pray for people. But now, you know, Dave didn't get healed that quick. You know, we prayed over Dave and prayed over Dave and prayed over Dave and prayed over Dave and prayed over Dave for months after months after months. And then at a year, Dave walks in one day like this, like a zombie, with his short-legged breeches on and his flip-flops, which he can barely wear because he has so much sickness in his body. He walks up to me, and I said, Dave, how can I pray for you today? And this were his words, Pastor, it doesn't appear to be working. So this old compassionate pastor said, Dave, repent. Doesn't that just sound? Dave told me, he said, Pastor, you would never have passed your pastoral care class in college. You would never. It's a good thing you didn't go to seminary. He said, you would never have passed it. I said, Dave, repent. I said, it's your sin and your unbelief that's keeping you sick. I said, the word of God has already been complete, and He's healed you on that cross 2,000 years ago. It's a done deal. Now, why can He tell you that so strongly and so boldly from the pulpit today? Because it happened to him. It happened to him. And so he said, okay, Lord, I repent. I said, Dave, let's find the scripture. Let's continue to pray for you. Let's get more bold with the word. Let's drive out these devils of hell. Let's call God in remembrance of His promises. I said, it's not because He forgets them. He wants to know, do we know them? That's what He's waiting on. He's waiting on you and me. And so we begin to pray and everything. And of course, as Dave began to get well, in 20 total months from beginning to end, he was totally healed. And then he wanted to know, why did it take so long? I said, Dave, I don't know why it took so long. I said, only God knows that. I want you to go to the Lord and ask Him why it took you so long to get healed. When he began to petition the Lord, Lord, why did it take so long for me to get healed? And this was God's reply. Dave, I don't know who you are. Now, a man that's a man of God that goes to church, he don't want to hear that from God. But Lord, I tithe. You know, I go to church every Sunday. I do everything. He said, no, Dave, you and I have no intimacy. He said, what do you mean, Lord? He said, you know, you might spend 15 minutes in the Word, maybe a day, maybe. He said, well, how much should I spend? The Lord said, well, a tithe would be a good place to start, you know, 2.5 or 3 hours. 2.5 or 3 hours, Lord? What if I had been in your word 2.5 or 3 hours a day? He said, then your healing would have been very speedily. Isn't that something? When God says you're to put nothing before me, you're not to have anything before me, what did he mean when he said that? Here's a young lady ever shaking her head like she thinks God means what he says. And we've come to realize he does, doesn't he? And if he does, then all we got to do is know what he said in his word and do what it says and get healed. I want to be blessed, don't you? Why do I tell you I want you to bless our ministry? Because I know our ministry is good soil. And if you bless us in this ministry, I know God's going to bless you back. And that's what he promised. And he promised to do that. And so many people never get a hold of that. But I'm going to tell you that when we were in Baltimore the other day, I declared, he said, you declare a thing, decree a thing, and it shall happen. So I got up as we were getting ready to leave, and I said, folks, before I come back next year, I want to decree that I'm going to be the next millionaire. Somebody says, man, I could never believe that. I said, that's why you ain't never going to have it. If you can't believe it, God's not going to bless you with it. But if you can believe it, if you need an envelope, these children are passing out envelopes so that in case you need an envelope to put your check in or your money in, your offering in or whatever, so we can have a receipt, a record of it, so we can send you a donation receipt at the end of the year. Now, I don't know how many more years this is going to happen. We may not be able to do this too long with the way the government's trying to do the church. They're trying to tell us what we can preach and what we cannot preach. And let me tell you what, if you are a pastor, you're a man of God, or you're a Sunday school teacher or anything else, I want you to know that if you start trying to, if people start trying to tell you what you can and cannot preach, you need to tell them to take a flying leap. Because you are a man of God living in America under the Constitution of the United States of America. And the only reason it shuts up Christians is when somebody comes to us and says, you can't preach up in the pulpit, and we obey. Let me tell you what, I'm not going to ever be one of those kind of pastors. I just watched the CEO of the Liberty Institute, Brother Shackelford, the other day talk about the number of cases that they fight every year. And he said, when people come to us and say, we were told we cannot close in prayer at a certain organization or at school or football games or wherever it is. He said, what percentage of the cases do we win? Does anybody have any idea what percentage of the cases that the Liberty Institute wins for Christ, for Christians, when we're told by the atheists, you can't have that cross on the front of your building. It's liable to offend somebody. We take them down. That we're going to have to stop this nonsense. He said, you know how many cases we win? I'd like for you, somebody, to give me a guess of how many cases you... He said, we win over 99% of our cases. We almost never lose one. And I thought to myself, here we are, a bunch of wimps, Christians, and somebody comes up and says, you know, you can't talk about Jesus in the workplace. See, that's how come I got fired. I'd been with an organization 29 years, actually three organizations they sold. They tried to shut me up, telling me I can't talk about Jesus and I can't pray for people in the workplace. I told them to take a flying leap. You know, I'm going to preach about Jesus. You can't shut me up. I don't care who you are. I mean, I saw more awesome miracles. I mean, I've seen people. The miracle that got me fired was a little Spanish woman that fell into an oven, burned her arm, screaming like crazy, big old blisters all over her arm. And I went running down there and quoted some three different verses, sets of verses, and then I prayed for that woman, and then I guaranteed her in front of everybody standing around watching this woman had been burned. I said, I guarantee my Jesus is going to heal this woman and do a supernatural miracle on her. And when I took my hands off her, the pain went away just like that. And by the next morning, that was late in the evening at 9 or 10 o'clock, at 8 or 9 o'clock that night, and by the next morning, that woman's arm that had been burned in the oven didn't have a mark or a scar on it. Now, let me tell you, that's the Jesus we serve. That's the God we serve when we do something in faith. There's nothing that pleases our master like us coming to him on behalf of his word and saying, Master, you said that I'm healed by your stripes. I believe I'm healed from the top of my head to the bottom of my feet. I got a perfect heart. There's no blockages. No, I ain't never going to have no more heart problems. I'm going to walk in love with you and everybody. And so everything in my heart is full. It's working perfect. And I'm going to be healed. Just like I told Dave. I said, Dave, when you get a hold of that, just like I told Sharon right there. I mean, does she look sick? 10, 15 years ago, this girl was my basket case. You know, I mean, like Dave said, we have so many basket cases now, it ain't even funny. But this is what happens to a basket case when they come here and they believe the promises of God. Does she look like a basket case? She looks like a beautiful woman to me, don't you? And she's healed, I'm telling you. Yes, she is. But we see this, like Dave's the same way. Dave was a basket case. I mean, if you had seen Dave, you would be awestruck. But we got so many of those.
When I was over in Dallas, I had a man ask me one day, I hadn't been there long, and I remember I spoke on love that day, and after the end of the service, he said, did you record this today? I says, no. I said, I don't record my services. I said, I'm just one man. I don't have nobody to help me. So I said, I don't record it. He said, that was the best message on love I've ever heard in my life. And he said, I wished I had that. I could listen to that again. So I got to thinking, okay, so how am I going to do this? So I thought, I know. I'll take me a video cassette recorder. So I thought, okay, I'll get me a little mic, you know, that I used for the speakers, and I'll run that through a little transmitter, receiver, and then I'll run it out of that little thing onto that video recorder, and I'll just record just the audio. Then when the church service is over, I'll just stop that, and then I'll run it back this week, and I'll run it through my computer, and I'll cut off what I don't need and everything. So it worked out real good for a while. And then one day, somebody wanted video. I said, okay. And so we started doing video, and we had to buy some cameras and all that kind of stuff. And when I had 135 video cassette recorders stacked up in here, I'd put the last batch on about midnight, and then I'd go to bed. And then I'd set my alarm for 4, so I'd get up at 4 and come, and I'd change all them, take them all out, put them in the cases and all that stuff, stack them up in stack, and put a whole bunch of new ones on it again, and hit record, and then I'd go back to bed for another 2 or 3 hours. That's how I got started.
You have been listening to Thurman Scrivener of the Living Savior Ministries. We are going to stop our program here for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like today's broadcast in its entirety, entitled, God Made Us Only a Little Lower Than Himself, or you would like any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's area code 940-242-2106. You can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online, or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.